Most of you know the story of the Tooth Fairy. Simply put, you leave your teeth under your pillow, and you get money, right? Or maybe it's something similar where you live. You give your teeth to your parents, and they do something with them, and you get money from them. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you leave them at the dentist and they take care of them. However it happens, wherever the money comes from, whomever the teeth go to, whatever the ritual, the act of offering the teeth is important because it keeps something far darker and far more sinister from happening. And no, I'm not going to debate where the money comes from. For the purposes of this story, that part is completely irrelevant. Most of you are probably familiar with the concept of the popular Tooth Fairy, a nice little winged humanoid with magic that sneaks in when you are sleeping, magics away the offered tooth, and leaves behind a coin or some money. Kind, simple, benign. They have a nice job to do, and we enjoy their services. Or so everyone thinks. You see, the Tooth Fairies that we know and love are the kinder, gentler form of something far older and far more terrifying. Something that has been around since long before humans walked the earth. Bone fairies. Bone snatchers. Bone eaters. Call them what you will, but they live in the dark places, the shadows, the corners of our eyes where we don't see. And if they don't get enough teeth, or fresh bones just in general, they'll eat them from the living, sucking them out of you like cream filling from a donut. They'll become feral things and go wild like they did millions of years ago, before civilization tamed them. I know this because I've been to parts of the world where they're still wild, where they're still like they were before humans came along and started making offerings of their favorite foods. I saw what they can do firsthand when they're starving. While I was in the military on assignment, it doesn't matter where, just that it was in the middle of a desert. We had been briefed on a lot of the wildlife and how to avoid it. Snakes, tarantulas, camel spiders, worst things. Every one of them was the same. Do not shoot it and back away slowly. Walk away as if it wasn't there. Essentially. This isn't because it's a waste of ammo. It's because you're just going to piss it off. One night, my troops and I met that last one. the worst things in our tent after we had turned the lights out, and several of us had fallen asleep. I, too, was about to fall asleep, but then I heard something strange. A skittering and scratching around that I will never forget. Like something sharp against the concrete. As if a dozen blades were quickly and repeatedly being jabbed into it. At first, I was so tired, I figured it was a couple of the others coming in late, but I quickly realized that it didn't sound like boots, and that everyone had been accounted for. It also didn't explain the soft slurping and munching sounds right next to me, especially since food wasn't allowed in the sleep tents. So I rolled out of my cot and turned on my little flashlight. And there before me, stripping the bones out of the legs of the soldier next to me and eating them whole, was a spider-like monstrosity of bleached bones and cracked carapaces the size of a Buick. It raised up on its hind legs and stared down at me, easily touching the top of the 20-foot-tall tent, and I thought I was done for. Just like the poor soldier that had just ended up a meal. The clacking of its mandibles as it reared its head back at me. Venom dripping from its fangs were like skulls clattering together. Its beady little eyes could barely be seen as it stared at me for what seemed like an eternity, hungrily waving its front legs towards me. Closer, closer, ever closer. Its face was so close to mine that I could smell rotting marrow on its breath. But as I live and breathe to this day, another decided to wake up and turn on the main tent lights, which elicited groans from several others in their cots. Thankfully, suddenly startled and scared by the sudden lights, it quickly surveyed the room, looking for an escape from the sudden light and sound. And just as quick as that, this huge, massive, Lovecraftian nightmare was able to pivot on its spindly bleached legs, made of bone, and skitter out of there like it was nothing, as if it had never been there. But it had. Because from the cot next to me, there was a soldier with no bones left from the waist down, whispering in a drugged and venomed sleep. Mama, Mama, what's wrong with my legs? I can't feel my legs, Mama.